on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, if you've been to lovenm.org, you may have found several events on the horizon. We're going to cover a few of them today, including Freedom Celebration, Men's Outreach Dinner that's on the way, and Stories of Hope. All of these in conjunction with Palau, a ministry that's been around for decades. You go to palau.org. Let me spell that for you. PALAU.org, palau.org, and find out about the ministry and how they're connecting with Love NM here in New Mexico, like-mindedly bringing the Big C Church together to reach our community with the gospel of Christ. With us today, actually, Andrew and Wendy Palau. We'll catch up with Wendy in our next segment. But Andrew, thanks for taking the time.
What a privilege, Steve. We cannot wait to be there, and it won't be long.
Well, I wanted to start by introducing our audience, some of which may not be familiar with the ministry. And of course, in years past, I was always familiar with hearing the word Luis ahead of Palau, but I'll let you let our listeners know more about the genesis of the ministry and what's going on now and what you hope to see in the future.
Thank you, Steve. Well, what a privilege to be invited to stand alongside you for Freedom Celebration and all the activities of this heightened moment of proclamation and prayer and loving and serving the city. The Palau Ministries been serving in unified citywide evangelistic outreaches for more than 60 years all around the world. It started with my mom and dad. Dad is from Argentina, and if you ever heard him on the radio, he had a great accent, which was such a huge advantage, and he was so winsome and charismatic, and he just loved the gospel, full of the Spirit, and we were involved with, you know, crusades in the early days, they were called. In Latin America, where Dad had his perhaps his greatest impact, there were always Festival de la Familia, Festival of the Family, and so they've come under all kinds of names in the UK and England and across Europe. They were often called missions, but it's the same thing at heart: God's people together, praying for the city, praying for friends and family that they would come under the sound of the gospel. In a mass campaign with a big celebrating moment, just like Freedom Celebration has been so famous for over the years, kind of activity, like a Billy Graham type crusade, if you're not familiar. That was the kind of invitations that we would receive from cities. It was an invitation from the local churches together, so working with, through, and for the local church, and really mobilizing, preparing God's people for works of service, as it talks about our responsibility in Ephesians 4, through training and putting a tool in people's hands that they would see that this is really personal evangelism. It's that's what mass evangelism at its heart, properly orchestrated, is personal evangelism in a concerted effort. And that is just every one of God's people recognizing that their gifts and relationships count and matter, of course, for the kingdom. And if we're going to reach into every segment of society, it really has to be through all of us together, utilizing our relationships, risking relationship, if you will, inviting people to know Jesus. And there's so many tools at hand. The local church, of course, primary, personal, one-on-one invitations through conversation. All kinds of tools can be used. And then these campaigns periodically are very powerful for a city and a region where we evidence the unity of the love among us by the Holy Spirit of God indwelling us, and we share the gospel. So that's what we've been doing. We do about 8 of these a year ourselves at the Palau team. I'm in Croatia in the capital city of Zagreb right now, and we're having our festival here. We'll be in Latin America, back in Argentina. We just came from El Salvador. And, we will be in Ghana later this fall. And so this is not like a drinking from a fire hose description of what our ministry has been about.
Yeah, well, what a great look back at the history, the beginnings of the ministry with your parents, the continued work we clearly see is as you do that even today in Croatia. And if the Lord tarries, more work to be done as the ministry continues to do the work. And you know, I found on the website, and I think it's important for the listeners to hear this, at palau.org. And again, that's P-A-L-A-U, palau.org. Palau exists to joyfully proclaim the good news of Jesus worldwide, because inviting people to know him is the most loving thing we can do. And I amen that. You know, we are, you know, often I think the meaning of the word love gets lost. And I often say on this show, there, you and I both know there's many meanings for the word, but often when we're talking about the work that we do, love, I translate almost as wanting the best for the person on the receiving end, and the best that could possibly be given is the good news of Jesus. And again, it's just an honor and a privilege to co-labor with what you're doing now. As you go into to work with ministries in different cities, and I know the heart of Love NM is to bring the Big C Church, as I mentioned. You know, there's a lot of brick and mortar and buildings with denominations, but you know, and with some differences, but where we can come together is agree on the gospel and the need to continue to spread it and create disciples. What kind of obstacles do you see the enemy put up as this work is trying to be done?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of the challenges are relational challenges, the human side of things among us. People have history in the city, and there's church splits and disagreements and personal beefs that people have with each other. And those things can just linger and get out of focus and take too big of a role in our lives and keep us from really expressing the love of God by expressing love to one another. That, I think, is primary. If people are called to love, then they're going to look to us and see how we behave.
Yeah, and right, as much as it is possible for us to be at peace with all men, and they'll know that we are brothers by our love for one another. They'll know that we are Christians. Yeah, I often refer to those relationship issues as it's a Paul and Barnabas thing. It's a Paul and Peter thing. And the, you know, the Word of God records some of that. But you know, we see reconciliation as well. I think it's important that we focus on ways that together as Christians, as the Big C Church, as children of God, we don't let that stand in the way of the work being done. And so much appreciate what Palau continues to do to really encourage the church to do that in these various events. And as I mentioned it at the beginning of this, many of them here in Albuquerque, Freedom Celebration is coming up not long from now. It's going to be Saturday, June 27th. And if you go to Love NM on the events page, you'll see the information about Freedom Celebration. That's going to be quite an event. There's always great music and a lot of fun for the family. It's a free event for the community to come out and enjoy. We appreciate all the assistance of local businesses that have come alongside to really finance what's going to be happening. But you'll be a part of that. We'll hear worship from Chandler Moore, and Lecrae's going to be there, Ben Fuller, and Rave Jesus, along with Citizen Worship, a local from a local church here. So you know, all that, and then the fireworks. But ultimately, you know, yeah, there'll be time with you on stage. I think someone's going to be similar to this, just, you know, talking about the work being done or what have you. But we'll hear a message from Skip Heitzig, and then hopefully see lives changed for eternity. Now, leading up to that event on the 27th, on Thursday night, you, Andrew, will be part of what's happening at Balloon Fiesta Park in the Sid Cutter Pilots Pavilion. That's Thursday, June 25th, and people On the website at lovenm.org, have a chance to go and sign up for that, host a table. The idea here is to invite people in your life who need the gospel that don't have it. Friends, coworkers, neighbors, family members, just people who don't know Christ, and an opportunity to share this incredible time together, which by the way, I don't know if you've spent much time in New Mexico, Andrew, but you'll be introduced, if you haven't already, to the state question is red or green, which is refers to the chili that goes on your your meal.
Oh, I'm saying red. Am I in a good camp with red?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, some people go Christmas and they get both. So
okay. I can do that. I can handle that.
But you're bringing with you quite a lineup of people that'll be, I'm sure, sharing testimonials and what have you, including Jermichael Finley. For those who aren't Green Bay fans and don't know that he was part of Super Bowl 45, and more importantly than sharing his testimony about time in the NFL, I'm sure is the work of Christ in his life, and then Nike legendary designer Wilson Smith. What can you tell us more about these guests?
Well, it's just like you say, as in the same way that everyone is praying and asking God to open doors, that when they invite their friends to Freedom Celebration on Saturday, that's going to be the great harvest moment. So friends bringing friends, full of expectation, trusting the Lord that God is going before us, preparing their hearts, and we have our part. And as Skip shares the gospel and I'll share my testimony, and all the worship leads people to that moment of invitation to consider the gift of God. There's a couple of other opportunities that you're mentioning, a men's outreach. So as you think of your friends, many of them will come to Freedom Celebration. If they can't, or some may be interested in Jermichael Finley and NFL football, or if they're in the world of business, Wilson Smith, my friend from Nike, one of the key designers who designed for Federer and Agassi and Michael Jordan for the Air Jordan 16 and 17. He's got a great long history and amazing stories that he will tell. He's with me here in Croatia, testifying here as well, and we'll be back there together in Albuquerque. But for that men's event, you know, if you know men, young men, your sons, your nephews, bring them, go online to Love NM and look at the tickets there and how you get tickets and tables. And let's fill that place up with men, because there's a real harvest among men and young men across America. And even I will say around the world we're experiencing. So let's capitalize on that. If you have men, young men, your children, even your sons in your life that you've been thinking of, how do I affirm their salvation? How can I know, how can I get the gospel before them if they're struggling, or whatever the case may be, this is one more great opportunity to get them under the sound of the gospel. And then Wendy will have, I know she'll come on in a moment and talk more effectively about it, but you know, for the girls and the women of Albuquerque, another place to just focus on the issues that women face. And for us men, we have plenty, and we'll address those things directly, head on, speak honestly, lovingly. I'll share my testimony, which includes having come to faith after 27 years of alcohol and drugs and all the relationships of that partying lifestyle so common to us all. It was my story. Despite the great family I had, their faithfulness to the gospel and a great church, I just rebelled against the things of the Lord and got involved with all that. And then jokes on me, at a Luis Palau festival in Kingston, Jamaica, in 1993, at the age of 27, the Lord just softened my heart, opened my eyes, and allowed me to see my need, repent in response to his great kindness, receive that incredible healing, the healing of addictions, put on a new path, new desires for my heart. And we'll share those testimonies together and really offer that gift, eternal life, the forgiveness of sins that comes and the beautiful work of Jesus Christ on the cross. So that's what these two additional events are about. And that's what the whole thing is about, of course. And that's what you are always about at Love NM, I know. And that's why we're together.
Yeah, well, listen, looking forward to seeing lives change at all of the events, the men's event, the women's event, and of course, culminating on the weekend with Freedom Celebration. Yeah. But Andrew, so much appreciate again all you're doing and your time. We're going to take a break and come back and introduce the listeners to your bride and the work that she's doing and hear more of her story. But I love that you gave a great tease for the men's event. So guys, if you're listening, someone came to mind as we walked through that. That's the person you probably need to reach out and invite to, you know, you buy the tickets for both of you or buy a whole table, and be a part of it. Go to lovenm.org to find out more. Andrew, thanks for your time. We'll take a break and come back and catch up with Wendy.
God bless you, Albuquerque.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect.
Well, we're continuing our conversation with those that are going to be here in Albuquerque soon from Palau, a ministry you'll find at palau.org, P-A-L-A-U.org. Spent our first segment visiting with Andrew Palau, son of Luis, who founded the ministry with his wife, and looking forward to Freedom Celebration on June 27th. On June 25th, we mentioned the men's outreach, which, by the way, all these events you'll find at lovenm.org. And really looking forward to having you be a part of each of the events, men, the men's outreach dinner, and then Freedom Celebration. And then Friday night, the night before Freedom Celebration, the ladies have their event. Beautiful location here in the Albuquerque area at the Botanical Garden, and Stories of Hope, hosted by Wendy Palau, who joins us. Wendy, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you, Steve. We're excited. Can't wait to be in Albuquerque.
Well, before we jump into the details of Stories of Hope, which, by the way, while we visit, listener, you can go to lovenm.org. Go to events, look at the details, and then we'll cover it with you here momentarily. But I got to hear this, Wendy. How did you connect with this guy?
You know, I am born in Kingston, Jamaica, the little island of Jamaica. And I met Andrew when the Palau team and Luis came to Jamaica for a crusade in the old days. And my father is a businessman, and he was the chairman of the outreach. And Andrew Palau came walking into the kitchen, if you can believe that. Little did we know what God had for us and the future that we'd have together. First, I had to leave my little island, but that was okay, because we have this beautiful gift of going all over the world and sharing hope with people. It's amazing.
Well, I always love to hear the God stories and yes, what the, you know, it's always good to look back and see what he's done. Right. And I know you've seen a lot happen, through Stories of Hope and other ministries, that have happened through Palau. But let's look forward to Friday, June 26th at Botanical Gardens in Albuquerque for Stories of Hope. And the listeners have an opportunity to host an entire table or just get a couple of tickets for them and a friend. It's really important. Mm-hmm. Like with the men's event, the ladies need to consider these friends and coworkers, neighbors, family members who don't know Jesus, and bring them to hear an evening of hope-filled stories, connection, and encouragement. Now, obviously, Wendy, I've never attended this or any other women's events like this, but kind of walk us through what you expect the listener to find when they attend the Stories of Hope.
Yes. Well, you know, all of us know those people in our lives who we've been praying for, who don't know Jesus, who even might be opposed or agnostic to the things of God. And that, you know, for many of them, they would never go to a church. They maybe have a history, or they're completely uninterested in walking into a church building. And so one of the reasons we are hosting these events that are at a totally separate venue, an inviting, beautiful place, a beautiful dinner, invited by a friend, And the goal is to just share personal stories of what God has done in our lives. And we'll have a group of other women sharing their stories. And I will share my story of hope, of grief and loss, of a journey of real disappointment with God, a confusion as I've been through grief, and how God, in his kindness, through the hope of who Jesus is, healed my heart and my mind and really turned me from being a woman of grief and loss and disappointment to really being a woman of hope. And I share this story all over the world. And, you know, it's a story that women can identify with and really identify their story. They think of their lives. What is happening? I address all sorts of issues or questions we might have about who we think God is and what we think God is like. You know, the goal is to present the beauty and the kindness and the mercy and the love, the everlasting God who did everything so that we can know him. So we Amen. Really are encouraging believers in the area. You know, if you have someone in your life that you just would love to see their lives change, you would love for them to hear a clear gospel presentation with an opportunity to respond. That is what the Freedom Celebration is about, what these events are about.
Yeah, and I want to reiterate something we talked about in the first segment with Andrew. Love NM is work being done by the body of Christ here in the Albuquerque area. And there may be someone listening who knows that this radio station and a large part of putting these events together work through Calvary Church Albuquerque. But that's just one of the churches involved. Regardless of where you go on Sunday or Saturday night or midweek, wherever you are, this is an event for you to bring someone with you to hear the good news of Jesus and, God willing, to see the life change that Wendy mentioned. And even in the title of this, for those who maybe don't know Jesus who are listening and hear something called Stories of Hope, it's not a whimsical maybe hope that we talk about. It's a confident expectation in the message that you're going to hear about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen, Wendy?
Yes. Yes. And, you know, I think hope is an expectation of something, like you said. I just loved what you said about the description of what it's not some ethereal idea in the clouds. You know, I hope everything is going to be okay. The Bible tells us that the message of Jesus Christ is the hope and the anchor for our souls, that no matter what we face in life, no matter what loss, challenges, pain, no matter our confusion or disappointment, we can have a rock solid hope that, number one, Amen. There's a God, he is alive. Number two, that he is good. He knows us. He loves us. He cares about us. He loves us so much that he did everything that was needed to be done so that we can know him here and now and one day to see him face to face. Now that is real hope.
Amen. Yes, that confident expectation we speak of. And listen, you've heard from Andrew. You've heard from Wendy. Yes. They want to hang out with you. They want to meet you. And there's ways to do that by going to these events. Stories of Hope for the Ladies on June 26th. That's Friday, June 26th at the Botanical Gardens in Albuquerque. And the Men's Outreach Dinner the night before, Thursday, June 25th at the Sid Cutter Pilots Pavilion at the Bloom Fiesta Park here in Albuquerque. And, of course, the final evening, Saturday night at Freedom Celebration. Find out about all of these events and get, now listen, Freedom Celebration, a free event to attend. You're invited. You're invited to these other events. And all you need to do is go on to register and get a table or get a couple of tickets to attend. And details are all at lovenm.org. Wendy, traveling mercies for you and for Andrew and the rest of the Palau team. We look forward to seeing you all very soon in the land of enchantment in New Mexico.
Yes.
Thank you for your time and for your investment in this community.
Thank you, Steve. We're praying for your city and that we just can't wait to be there and to be with you. Thank you.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.